feel sorry for him because he's not doing it.
Yeah, no, they're in one room a whole day. She's going to go nuts. Huh? Yeah.
So. Yeah. Let them learn here.
Okay, good evening.
Invite them up
north. Yeah, sure, they're going to come up north. Yeah. Okay.
The Westmount Seminary.
Good evening, gentlemen. We're going to continue. In the Rambam, we're in chapter Perek Yud Zayin Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf, chapter 17, law 20.
Okay.
And in the Maznaim text, that puts us on page 51 and 52. I'm sorry, what did I say? 50 and 51, I'm sorry. Okay, you want to focus now on the picture on page 51, which is... You know, the truth is, the picture in my book is a better picture than the one you have. But either way, it'll work out. Okay, here's the situation. Chaf. Mavui shetzido echad oruch v'tzido hasheni kotzer. You have a mavui, and again, remember, you have the two long walls of the mavui, closed on one end, open on the other end, let's say. So we're interested, we have to make that other end closed off. So what are the options? Put a lechi on the side over there. And you put the lechi, it's fine. Here's the problem. Now, if you look in the picture here, the colored in parts. So, A, you have two beams. Okay, look, B is the lane. You see B where the lane is? And C is the public domain. It's coming, hitting it at an angle. Okay, well, I'm going to show Oren the picture here. So it's coming in at an angle. Okay, now, you've got your beam that you're going to put on top. It's being got a beam over here. So now the question is, since one of the walls extends further than the other, see the top wall goes further out.
Right on top of A.
And the other wall goes shorter. So now let's think. Technically, what could you do to close off this mavui? Well, what would be wrong with a diagonal pole? In other words, take a pole. You can close it up with a beam, right? So what do? You put a beam over the top. So you'd put a beam diagonally over the end of the short one and going to the end of the long one, and technically you'd figure that should be able to cover up your mavui. Well, the Rambam says you can't do that. He says what you have to do is, no, you can't do that, but meniach esakeira keneged hakotzer. You have to have the beam come across where the shorter one ends and bring it across before the longer one finishes. And that is the end of the mavui. Because remember, the whole point of the Korah is for a heker, is for recognition, right? So the Rambam's position is that a beam that's done at an angle will not be a proper recognition. Because let's think about it. What happens if you would make a beam going across at a diagonal? What would that mean? It means the area of the longer beam where the end of the diagonal comes, you could carry right where that letter A is, exactly where that letter A is. If I had the diagonal, I would carry an A. But if now I drop down a little bit lower than A, a little bit further, I'll be outside of the diagonal, and I'll be out of the mavui and in the Rishus HaRabim, which is totally not allowed. And the diagonal would not serve as a good reminder, because the guy's going to say, well, listen, look at where the guy A is. He's okay. So the guy A is okay. How about if I go an inch or two below A? I think I'm not any further ahead than A is. Yeah, but the problem is you're going to be outside the diagonal, and that will put you outside of the mavui for all intents and purposes. And then you'd have a problem. Therefore, the only eitzah, the only way out of this is to put the lechi shorter. Really, you are getting less space than you could have had. But this way, no mistake, the entire mavui is considered ended by the korah, the beam that's across, and even though the extended area of the longer lane wall on the top, which theoretically could have been part of the mavui, we don't allow it to be part of the mavui because people will make a mistake and carry on the other side by the shorter pole, which would not be good.
So my doorway was where the A is. That's where I lived. No help.
You have a problem.
Yeah.
You have a problem. There's no way you can. Can you
extend the lower wall?
If you want to extend the wall, you'd have to find ways to extend the wall. If you'd extend the wall, well, yeah, that could be a problem. It's a technical problem.
Okay.
If it's public property, yeah, because you see, C, see this little line over here? That's the extension of the Rishus HaRabim. See that little line over there?
Right.
It's like the line was going like that. So that's all Rishus Harav. It's not your property anyway.
Why is there this thing here?
You wouldn't be able to see. What?
Why is there this thing here?
Because that's the extension of Rishus Harav. Yeah. Look, Howard, look like this. The Rishus Harav is going like this.
Yeah.
That's just extending the Rishus Harav.
I see. So there's no lechi there.
There's no lechi there. This is just a beam that's a cross. A beam's a cross. A lechi.
No, I thought you said there was a post somewhere.
No, it's a beam. The beam across. The beam
so
is across.
There's no post.
There's no post. Post wouldn't work over here because you can't make a diagonal of a post. Put a lechi. Where'd you put the lechi? You could only put the lechi by the shorter one. You couldn't buy the longer one because you can't make the wall go across. That for sure you couldn't do. And the lechi can't make a diagonal. The only thing that could make a diagonal was a post on the top. A beam on the top could make a diagonal. We're saying you can't make the beam on the top. Because that would now make people make an error on being on the other side of the diagonal. So that is out. Okay, now we go to the next picture on the next side. Page 52 is the next part. Okay, what do we got over here? We got over here, you've got C is the public domain, B is the lechi, and the person over here puts the, B is the lane, is the lane, is the mavui. And the person, for whatever reason, puts the lechi where A is. Okay? Where A is. So the end of the mavli is at the bottom. Let's say it's closed off. And it goes straight into the Rishus Harabim. But instead of putting the lechi, where should the lechi have gone? Between the point between B and C. That's where the lechi should have gone. If you put the lechi there, you can carry the entire mavli. But what if, for whatever reason, the guy puts the lechi right where A is? Okay, that's the case of the Rambam. That's
half the mavi.
So let's see now. So hemi lechi b'chatzi ha-mavi apnimi. What if the guy put the lechi in the middle part of the mavi and the middle part coming from the inner part that was closed off from the mavi, right? So shohu lifnim min ha-lechi. So that which is inside the lechi and going away from the Rishus Harabim, mutter letaltobo, you may carry there. And we might say, well, maybe if I can carry there, I might go outside the lechi. So we said, we're not concerned about that. And the other half to the outside, that's outside the lechi, usur, you cannot carry in that spot. So, and it doesn't really, from the truth of the matter is, the commentary says, as a matter of fact, it's a lechi or a beam would be the same halacha. Why he put it there, I cannot tell you. It would make more sense to put it at the end. But if you did, what?
How would you get in there even?
What do you mean?
Live there.
It's wide open.
There.
Well, there's courtyards that open up into it. He's not giving you all the details in the picture. Oh, so there's courtyards. It could be courtyards at the end of the, at the end of the lane, on the sides of the lane where the D is. There could be courtyards opening. There's not such a comprehensive picture over here. There's too many other items. But, so you can only carry in the back end of the Mavi, not in the front end of the Mavi.
If you carry in B, would it be Durabanan? Because it has three
sides. Depends who you hold like.
Okay. Didn't you say there was a difference in a...
Right. It'd be, according to Rambam, it's a Carmelis. So it's a Carmelis, and a Bidiyavid, you'd be Potter. According to the other Rishonim, it's just a Yachid. So, you know, you'd also be Potter. Question is if you carried from B to C. Then it'd be a problem. That's the real concern. You're not allowed to carry in B because there's no hecker, and you'll go right into C. And that's the problem. Okay, Chof Aleph.
Rabbi,
yes,
you,
sir.
Did you say the post is for the beginning and the beam is for the end?
No.
The other way around.
No, well, here we're talking about a case where the end is closed off.
No, but I mean, the cross beam is
can both be at the end. Either one can be at the end. Either one will work at the end.
Exactly.
If you have a closed off, that's way in the beginning. Okay. Right in the beginning, if it's a closed off mavui on one side, all you have to do is put a lechi or a kor on the other side. If you have one that's open on both sides, then we said you got to put a tzuras ha-pesach on one side and then a lechi and a korah on the other side. We're speaking, we only have to close off one side. So it's lechi or a korah. Okay, chaf aleph. Chaf aleph. I don't think there's any pictures on chaf aleph. Okay. Mavui, right, the lechi is the thing that goes straight down. It's a pole. Pole that goes next to the wall. Right? And the korah is the beam that goes over the top. The beam that goes over the top is for recognition purposes. The lechi effectively says the wall moves over.
So what do you need what exactly do you need the lechi for then? Can't you just go right to the wall? It's an extension of the wall.
It makes it like the wall extends and closes.
Yeah. It makes it
it's a halachic, like a halachic extension.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Chafal. Mavui shehu rachov esrim amo. Okay, now we're going to look, oh yes, we're going to look at the bottom picture of page 52 now. Okay, a mavui that is 20 amos wide. All right? So that's a problem, isn't it? What's the problem if it's 20 amos wide? What's the problem? How are you going to close off that wall?
Yeah.
Look, you got the Rosh Hashanah is E, right? The lane is A, and look at the distance of the opening at B is 20 amos. Now that's very long. You can't close that off. We've already discussed that. That's way too big to make a beam or any of these things. It's way too big.
What was the maximum width?
It was 10. 10 is the maximum. That is what we call an opening that you can close, a natural opening that would close, but more than 10 is a problem. So how can we finagle this alleyway that's 20 amos wide, especially by the entranceway, in a way to, without making it Surah Sapesa?
That's
what the commentators say. Of course you can make it Surah Sapesa. But we don't need to talk about that, right? How can you do it without making it Surah
Sapesa?
Now Howard's talking over here. So let's see what we do. Osepas gavoa asor tvachim. Make a board that's 10 tvachim high, because that's the minimum amount of a wall. Bemeshech arba amas, it goes at least 4 amas long, because that's the minimum size of a mavui, right? Shushir meshech hamavui, because that's the amount of what you need to make a mavui. Umamida beemsa, put the emsa. What do? Look at line D. Line D is you take this partition, start it from the end of the mavui where the B is. Start at the end. So you're starting at the end, that means the opening has been cut down to 2 tens. Now I only need it to be 10 high, because that's a wall, 4 amas across, that becomes the minimum size of what a mavui could be, and now I have the ability to effectively cut in half the exit of the mavui. Even though I haven't made the whole mavui, I haven't made two miniature mavuis, but I've cut the exit mavui in half.
Even though it's parallel, okay. Not perpendicular.
Well, I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
Right? V'nimtza kishnei mavoos. It's like you have two mavuis. Sheyesh bepesach kol echad mehem eser amos. You have now an opening to each one of 10 amos. And now, right, one second. So now, of course, you're going to have in this area, at the end over here, houses and courtyards opening up. Remember, you need all the other factors that make a mavui, right? Because you have all those things. So it comes out, you have two mavuis at the entranceway. So that would be one way. Now, wouldn't you have to put something else there, or you're okay? Do you have to put now?
A lechi.
You have to put either a lechi or a kora there.
Yeah.
But now it's at least fixable.
But you have to put on both sides because you got 2 tens.
Right. You'd have to put either 2 lechis.
On each side.
On each side. Or 2 koras, 2 beams over the top.
You could move one just in the middle again?
No.
The cover's 10.
On the D?
On the B. Where that B is.
You're going to have to treat each one like a separate mavui exit. And you have to treat it what it needs to get fixed up.
But a pole right in the middle wouldn't go both ways?
That's going to be tricky. All the way across?
Yeah. Because it's only 10
well,
wide.
Then it might be good. Then it would be okay. I think you'd put a beam all the way across 20.
I didn't mean that, but that's...
No, he means a pole right in the middle.
Right in the middle, where the letter B is.
Then which side is it going to be for?
Yeah,
which
side? Can't be for both?
You got to be able to see it on both sides. You're only going to see it on one side.
Wide beam. It's a wide post. Pole.
Why are you going to be able to see it on one side?
Okay, you know, maybe technically you could do it, but it's obviously the simple way is to put two beams on the sides over there.
The partition only has to be...
D, at least 4 amas long, because then that becomes the minimum size of a mavui.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Right? And then you can close off that mavui, and then the rest is fine. The only problem is the exit. Once I've cleared the exit areas, then let's say the area below D, where A is, you're fine.
The only problem
is I gotta close that opening. Cause I gotta make it 2 openings, each one closed. Once I got the 2 openings closed, there's no concern of me going out of the mavui.
Sure.
So that section A can be another
50 feet. I don't know, whatever. It could be a long, could be a long straight mavui, but I don't care. As long as I've finished off the end with proper closures, I'm okay.
Are you talking about putting two lechis side by side?
Well, each on each side of the partition.
Yeah, or one beam.
Or one beam straight across. In other words, both exits must have some recognition or closure. So either you're going to put a lechi on each half, two lechis, one on one side, one on the other.
Sorry.
Like a lechi right here, and a lechi right here.
Right.
Or a beam straight across.
And the beam in the middle, the lechi right in the middle,
I don't know if that would work, because it would be hard to go both directions. It's got to go one direction. Okay, I don't know the answer to that. Okay, let's continue. That's one way to do it. And the next way is going to have to look at the picture on 53. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Let's say you don't have a huge board.
A pole cat.
Right? So what are you going to do? Oh, here's the other Eitzah. It's the same idea. We got to knock down that 20-foot exit to be less than a 20-foot exit. So if I got a big board, I've already effectively broke it up in half. What if I don't have a big board, but I just got a bunch of poles?
So
let's see what we're going to do now. So this is what you do. Oh, or you do the following. Marchik shtei amas mikan. So we now move. We're going to go from the wall. Look where F is. Okay, look at that corner where A, look at the right hand right angle, right above the F, that angle. So the space between the wall and the first post is, what did we say? F is 2 cubits. So leave 2 cubits open on one side. Umamid pas, and put a pas, a board, a big pole, that's shalosh amos wide, that's D, is 3 amos wide. So we've got 5 amos covered on the right side. Okay. Now the left side will do the same thing. On the left side, umarchik shtei amos mikan, we'll leave a 2 amos space on the left side. Umamid pas shalosh amos mikan, and then we're going to put a pole or a beam 3 amos wide next to that. So now what have I done? I've covered 5 on one side, and I've covered 5 on the other.
You got 10 in the middle.
And that's all considered like it's closed off.
Right.
Because of those 10 amos on the outside, the majority is closed. We already learned, if you have the even an equal, it's considered like it's completely closed off. Here we're going to make you do the majority because the middle is going to be open.
Doesn't F have to be 4 amas long or something?
Where's
like
F? F is just the space in between.
Oh, so wouldn't C be only 6?
No, C is going to be 10 because I have 20. So F is 2. D is 3. That's 5 on the right. And F and D on the left is 5. It's 5 and 5. Right? Vinimza comes out. Pesach Hamavui Eser Amas. The opening to the Amavui is only 10 Amos. Right. So now we just have to fix up that 10. So put a Mavui, put a Lechi or a Korah for that 10 Amos, and that's completely closed up. But effectively what it's making it do is making 5 Amos on the left being considered closed, 5 on the right being closed. Really, it's only an exit of 10. And that's all you have.
What's the maximum?
10. Well, F?
What's the maximum?
Well, let's read on. So, Harehem Kistumim. So the 10 that's left is considered because it could be closed. Why? Sharei omed meruba laports, because the omed, the part that's solid versus the open, is more. And therefore we consider the D and F area as a closed wall. D and F combined is considered closed.
Like the sukkah doesn't have to go all the way to the ground? Is that the same idea?
That's nothing to do with,
That's love. That's not love.
Since it's more wall than less, remember we said you can have a whole bunch. But as long as the majority is wall, even though there's space, that's okay. Even if equal, remember we said it was equal wall and equal space is considered closed.
So really, for all intents and purposes, we have 6 amos of walls. We got 3 and 3 is 6.
That's
right. We got 2 openings that are considered part of it, so that'll give you 10.
And that's considered 10 is closed.
10 is closed, and you got 10 open, so when it's equal, it's considered a closed wall.
You could have
wall.
2 and a half.
Is that what we're saying?
You could have 2 and a half and 2 and a half.
You could, but since we're already being lenient to give you a 10 open in the middle, that's a lot of leniency, so we got to be a little bit majority on the other side. So it makes it like this, so it's closed off in that area. Okay, now we go to the next picture.
Okay, there's a book, you know, for the Daf Yomi.
For Erevin.
They had Erevin. I bought the picture book. It's an amazing book.
Okay.
Should we bring it, or you don't want
to? We got enough here. Okay. Chaf Beis. Okay, let's get this one now. Lechi habolet mitfano shel mavui kosher. A lechi, here we're dealing over here, let me get the right one over here. We're dealing with, the guy didn't make a lechi intentionally, but the wall, the natural wall at the end of the lane was thick, and it sticks in as opposed to out. It sticks in. In other words, you don't have any pictures. These pictures, there's no picture for this example. But let's say you have, let's say here's your two walls, right? And this is the end of the lane. So over here, the wall happens to be very thick. And you got a piece of the wall just comes out like that. It's part of the wall.
Like not, fancy brickwork.
It's like there was a built-in lechi, but he didn't make it as a lechi. Yeah. It's just...
It came on the wall.
Yeah, it was it an extension wall. Out a little bit. A protrusion comes out. It was part of the wall. Okay? That's the case over there. Lechi habolet mitvana. Right. It happens to look like a lechi, right, that's protruding from the wall of the mavli. Guess what? It's kosher. That's okay. Wow. Now, you didn't make it as a lechi. You didn't make it as you putting on a separate lechi. But it happens to be a wide, addition, little part of the wall. So, and that strengthened it. And that is already considered a proper lechi.
Wow. How did somebody know that was a lechi?
It looks like a lechi.
It's sticking out, how?
And it has the halachic impact of going across and closing it off. So even if you didn't make it special as a lechi, it effectively works as a lechi, and it's kosher. Now, what about a lechi ha'omed me'elov? How about a lechi that was up there by itself? You didn't plan to make it as a lechi to fix up the mavui, but it happened to be there, and we'll explain what that is in a second.
You can see something like that.
Hold on. Im somchu olav mikodem haShabbos. If you relied on it before Shabbos, kosher, you are kosher, and it's considered like a complete mechitza for that. Now, what was the case? So they explain it over here, and they say we're talking about where. What's happening over here? Over here. I'm sorry. Talking about a tree. That's right. There was a tree growing on the side of the lane. Remember we talked about a tree? Tree was, he built the lane and there's a tree that's growing up. And it's like a pole over there. So you didn't build it as a lechi, but it's coming by itself.
It's a natural lechi.
It's a natural lechi. There's a tree. So what's the matter if it's a tree or a pole or anything else? So he's saying it came by itself. If you relied on it before Shabbos, you said, oh, Shabbos is coming. I want this to be the lechi, right? Then you're okay. And that's fine. Now, frankly, if you have a complete wall, even if you weren't considering it for anything, it would be good. If it would be a complete wall. But this is not a complete wall. It's just a tree. But if you want that to be, so what's the chiddush of these two halachas? We know that if you have to make your own lechi, if the mamish take a post, and put it there and say, I want this to be the lechi over here. But now we're talking two cases where the lechi happens to be there. One is it was an extension of the wall itself, and one was a natural outgrowth of a tree that happened to grow perfectly right along the wall and happens to be a perfect lechi for this.
Lucky break.
It can, so if you had in mind to use it as a lechi before Shabbos,
it
works. Next case. Now, ulechi shunira mibifnim. Let's say a lechi you only could see from the inside, where the lechi is protruding in. Okay? So, what do we got this? Kufchav. Which one is this? Kufchav. Hey. That you put the wide side of the lechi is on the inside, and you don't see it protruding on the outside. So they give all kinds of different possibilities of the different pictures that they have. So, in other words, the lechi protrudes on the inside, or mibifnim nira mibifnim lechi, umibachutz ein and nira lechi. But from the outside of the wall, you don't see the lechi. O shohayir nira bechutz, we could see from the outside lechi umibifnim nira, but from the inside nira shushov, it looks like it's equals not protruding. That's the pictures. There's three different interpretations on 55. It's all lechis, but you don't look like there's a lechi from the inside. It doesn't look like you have a lechi. There's three different interpretations. You see what it got over there? Where there is a protrusion, but it doesn't, but from the inside it doesn't look like a protrusion. So anyway, what do we say? Hareza nida mishum lechi. We call it a lechi anyway. So even though it's not so overtly there, But remember, lechi isn't used for heker. Lechi is used to make it as the wall extends out. All we need for it is to be considered like the wall extends out. So that you don't need the heker, even though there may not be no heker. Now, next point. Lechi sheigbiu min hakarka shlosha tvachim. What if the lechi is 3 tvachim off of the ground, and it doesn't come down to the bottom of the ground? Now remember, lechi works as a mechitza. And a mechitza has to be a bona fide partition. If it's 3 tvachim off the ground, what can happen? What can happen is little lambs can go underneath that thing, and it's not an effective partition.
You can count on that.
So that's a problem. So lechi shigbiu min hakarka shlosha tvachim, o shehifligu min hakoser shlosha, or it's 3 tvachim away from the end of the wall. Right? Lo asa klum, it's nothing. It's not an effective mechitza because it's too far away. If it's less than 3 tvachim high off of the ground, or less than 3 tvachim away from the wall, then it's kosher. Why? If it's less than 3, it's lavud, and it's considered like it's connected to the ground or connected to the wall. Lechi shahaya rachav harbe. What if the lechi was very wide? Bein shahaya rachbo pachos. It doesn't matter if the lechi was what?
Less.
The width was less than half the width of the mavui. Bein shoya rochbo kachatzi rochamav, even is equal to half the width of the mavui. Kosher v'nidan mishum lechi. It's kosher and it's called a lechi. Avolim hoya yeser al chatzi rochav amavui. Then what if it's more than half? The nidan mishum omid merol parts, and it is a real wall. It's considered like a wall that's more of it is standing than less than isn't. It's considered a bona fide wall, and therefore it's what 100% a, even according to the Rambam, or Rishus HaYachid.
Yeah,
Rishus HaYachid. When it's got a lechi, it's still a karmelis,
right.
Still a karmelis. But
it's
now,
not a wall.
But if it's more than halfway across,
that's
it's a lechi.
Wall.
That's a real wall. That's considered more wall and less opening. And therefore, it's mamish a bona fide reshus ha yochid.
Why are we going to such an effort to make karmelis if you can't carry in it?
No, you could. That's the whole point. Once you put it, you can carry in it.
It's a karmelis.
Doesn't matter. We allow you to carry it.
You can't go from a karmelis to another.
The problem is you're afraid you're going to go from the karmelis into reshus ha yochid.
Yeah.
That's why we have to put these things up.
Right.
Do you have a minion?
You can carry in it.
Amen.